Speeches are a style of speaking in which we find both formal and informal language. This is because speeches are usually well prepared and very carefully written. But at the same time, the speaker often wants to create the impression that he is a friend. Speaking to friends, and that he has only just thought of what he is going to say. A speech is generally consciously planned in order to affect the audience, to persuade them to support the speaker's viewpoint, to urge them to a course of action, to entertain them. A speechwriter may have several of these aims in mind. Another aim may be to explain certain policies, usually to make the audience view them in a favorable light. When a national leader speaks, he may also have the aim of creating a sense of unity or nationhood. In order to be effective, a speech must first of all be understood. Thus, the speaker must fit his language to his audience. He must be clear and direct. This is particularly important when the audience is a very large one. For example, a whole nation receiving the speech over the radio. At the same time, however, as he is communicating, a speaker is very often helping to create an occasion. Speeches are an essential part of many ceremonies, such as independence ceremonies, for example. It becomes an occasion when the leader of a nation addresses a group of people. Thus, as well as being clear, we also expect the language of a speech to be somehow elevated, grander than everyday language, and worthy of the occasion. Hence, we might expect a speaker to employ a grand style, to use rather longer and more complex sentences than usual, and to employ some less common vocabulary items. Some of the language, for example, may be deliberately old-fashioned, reminding the audience of the great history of their language and of their country. Structure and vocabulary together will express themes which are important in the national consciousness.